Who's speaking?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi ma'am. This is Peter from the eBay. I hope you remember me.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Yeah, good ma'am. So yes. Have you reached your home?
Sorry?
Have you reached your home?
Yeah.
All right. So ma'am, first of all, you just put the call on speaker. Let me start the cancellation procedure. Just put the call on speaker.
Okay.
Yeah, and the mobile which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
iPhone.
Alright, so you just simply open up your App Store on the iPhone. Do you know about the App Store?
What is this for?
Ma'am, from the App Store, we are going to generate the cancellation code. Alright, so you will get to see that. So just open up the App Store. Let me guide you up to generate the code. It will be a blue color application named capital A on its logo.
What do I have to create?
Have you opened up the App Store?
Yes.
And on the right hand side down bottom, do you see anything like search with a small magnifying glass on that?
Yes.
Yeah, just give a click on search and type on the search panel letter A, A as in alpha letter A.
Yeah.
N as in Nancy letter N.
Hmm?
Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Y, A, Y.
A and Y. Then D as in doctor, letter D.
A and Y.
Then D. D as in delta, letter D.
Yes.
And now do you see any suggestion come up like any desk?
Yes.
Just give a click on any desk. This is our server application which will generate the cancellation code for you. And now do you see a red color application named AnyDesk Remote Desktop?
Yes.
Just give a click on that. And do you see any option get?
Yes.
Just give a click on get. Just give a tap on get. And now it's downloading or it's asking for your Apple ID password, ma'am?
Yeah, okay, yep.
Yeah, have you put in the Apple ID password?
Yes, okay. Which one you open that?
Yeah, just give a click on open.
Yeah.
And now what's come up, ma'am? Now what can you see?
Enter emergency address.
Yes. And now do you see any 9-digit number come up?
Yes.
All right. So first of all, ma'am, you just leave your phone as it is and be handy with a pen and paper. Be handy with a pen and paper. And once you got the pen and paper, do let me know.
Okay.
Yeah. And ma'am, right now you just do one thing. You just note down this number in a piece of paper. And first
yes.
of all, just verify. Yeah, just verify me that number. Just verify me that number.
You want me to show you the number?
Yeah, so that I can accurate the code for you.
492-787-770.
It's 492-787-170. Am I correct?
Yes.
Alright. And right now, ma'am, at the moment, like your internet IP address is not set. Like those unknown person have got the access onto your IP address and they are just misusing it. So what we are going to do, we are going to activate this code and you might get to see the fake security warning on the page. So no need to be worried. Alright. It's for distracting
okay.
those. It's for distracting those hackers. So once you will get
yeah.
to see any security warning on the page, you will in the bottom you will get to see two checkboxes. There will be two blank checkboxes. Are you aware of this, Rich? Don't show this message again. Do you see the checkbox?
Yes.
Just give a tick mark on the checkbox, blank checkbox, then give a click on accept.
Okay. Do I am aware of the Rich?
Yes, yes, you're right. Then accept. And now do you see accept once again?
It won't let me click on the next one.
Oh, first of all, you just give a click on the blank checkbox. I am aware. Do you see blue
yes,
checkbox?
Okay, yes. Yes.
Yeah, and have do you see accept once again?
Yes.
Just give a click on accept. And now
okay.
do you see any, and now do you see any option like start broadcast?
Yes.
Just give a click on start broadcast. And now just wait, don't touch your phone. And just leave your phone. And you are connected with your Wi-Fi right now, ma'am? Or you're like on
yes.
your mobile data? That's
I'm not. I'm
That's
connected.
Lovely. And now just swipe up your screen from the bottom to the top and come back to your normal home screen.
Yes.
And open up the settings from your end. Just open up the settings.
Yes.
And now, do you see your name over there?
Okay.
Your name.
Yes.
Just give a click on your name.
Yes.
All right. And now there you will get to see an option like name, phone numbers, and email. Just give a click on that. And now what can you see, ma'am?
It's just got my name and my Apple ID and stuff.
All right. And now, ma'am, I've already explained you about those unknown persons. So I'm going to verify you some basic details which those unauthorized person have made on this account. The name is, the email which they have put is sgfitzsimmons@icloud.com. I believe this is your email?
Yes.
All right. So, ma'am, those hackers have got the access onto your mail as well. All right. So we have to block those hackers right now, first of all. So what can you see on the screen? Just tell me.
My email address, my name,
right.
my telephone
all
number,
right.
my data.
All right. All right. So just give a good look over there in the left-hand side top. Do you see any option like back with a blue arrow back?
Yes.
Back?
Yes.
Yeah, just give a click on back.
Yes.
And now, do you see any option over there like payments and delivery? Just give a click on that payments and delivery.
Sorry? Payments and delivery?
Yes. Just give a click on that. And now what's come up, ma'am?
My credit card.
All right.
My credit card?
I got it. All right. You just do one thing, ma'am. Just give a click on that card, which you can see. Just give a click on that.
Yes.
And now just wait. And now you just do one thing, ma'am. You just simply come out from this page. All right. You just simply come out from this page and come back to your normal home screen and open up your Safari. I'm going to show you something. Just open up your Safari.
Yes.
And now in the bottom, do you see a long search bar over there?
Yes.
Just do one thing. Yeah. Just give a click on that search bar.
Yes.
And now, ma'am, just type on the search panel letter M. M as in Margaret, letter M.
M, yeah.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Sorry?
Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yes.
Then give a space. Then give a space. Then number 1, put 1. Then P as in Peter, letter P. P as in Peter, P as in...
Yes.
Then give a space. Then address location.
I'll write address.
Yeah, address. Address.
Yeah.
Then location.
So I'll write no space?
No, just give a space and that allows, yeah.
Yes.
And now just give a click on search.
Yes.
And now what's come up, ma'am?
Go to your phone settings, click the back of my
just beneath that, do you see any option like what is my IP address location? Find out.
Yes.
Yeah. Just give a click on that.
IP address location.
Yeah, just give a click on that.
Yeah.
And now what can you see, ma'am?
IP geolocation.
I believe you have done something wrong, ma'am. So just go back to the previous page.
Yeah.
And now do you see there in the blue color line there will be written as like what is my IP address location? Find out here, NordVPN, something like that.
Yeah.
So you just give a click on that.
Yeah.
And now, ma'am, I'm going to verify you the IP address which is connected with this account at this moment. It's 206.83. 123.83.
Yes.
Yeah. So, ma'am, this is the IP address, ma'am, those hackers are trying to accessing right now. So, just zoom in that page. Do you see in a red color line something is written over there? So, just can you just read it back to
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Oh my goodness. So, ma'am, you can at the moment, like whatever activities you do online, those hackers have got the access on that. All right. So, we have to block those hackers from your internet line at the moment. So, ma'am, and apart from you, nobody else use this mobile phone?
Sorry?
Like your family members also use this phone?
No.
All right. So, ma'am, at the moment, first of all, you just do one thing. First of all, you just go and check on your emails, like on the today's mail. Do you got any mail from the eBay or not? Any suspicious mail from the eBay or any other platform?
Go and check. In my email?
Yes. Have you got any mail from the eBay, ma'am?
No.
This means, ma'am, those online hackers have got the access onto your mail as well. This means whatever online activities you do on this phone, ma'am, it's not safe anymore. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, so at the moment, like, we just got the update from the server, like, those hackers have tried to charge this amount, like, 3 to 4 times. All right. So, at the moment, ma'am, first of all, you just go and check all your statements. Like, if you will get to see any fraudulent charge on the statement, do let me know. And do it from the Safari, all right? Just do it from the Safari.
What, you want me to look at my bank account?
Yeah, just do it from the Safari. Go and check. If you will get to see any fraudulent charge over there, do let me know. Just do it from the Safari. Because it is safe. The Safari browser is very much safe. Yes, just do it from there. And once you are done, do let me know. Just go and check each and every account of yours. All right. And now what can you see on the screen, ma'am?
What screen?
You have to do it from this mobile phone, all right, because this mobile phone is connected with the secure server.
I don't want to go into my credit card while
Sorry?
I'm speaking on the phone. I don't want to go to my credit card while I'm speaking on the phone.
Ma'am, have I asked you anything, any personal details of yours? All right, you just do one thing, ma'am. You just open up the Safari once again. Just open it up.
Yes.
In the bottom, do you see the search panel? Just give a click on the search panel once again.
Yeah.
And just erase whatever you have written over there.
Do you want me to write? Can you ring me back tomorrow night?
What happened?
Nothing's happening.
After 10 minutes, that amount will be charged. All right. So we won't able to hold that much. So please bear with me, ma'am. Right now we have to block those hackers. So please bear with me, ma'am. They have tried so much time. So now, ma'am, what I'm going to do, ma'am, I'm going to simply transfer this call to my senior technician. He's going to guide you further in this call. All right.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you for holding the line, ma'am. My name is Alex William. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Good to hear that. Right now, we have just detected some fraudulent charges onto your account. That is the reason you have received the voicemail, and we are just going to cancel it. But you can see that your IP is being hacked by those fraudulent persons.
Yeah.
You have seen that? So that's the reason you have checked your email. I do believe you have checked the email.
Yes.
Yes. So As you have checked the email, you need to check your statement as well. And you need to check it from this cell phone, as your cell phone is connected to a safer network right now. Apart from this cell phone, any other device...
I can't do that on this phone.
Why? Any problem are you facing on this phone?
I don't have that app on me.
So you can do it from the Safari, from this phone. You need to open up the Safari, type the name of your bank, you go on the online banking portion and log into that. As simple as that, madam. Just do it on this phone and check your statement. Open up the Safari. Do not log in from any of the application, okay? Because the application is not safe.
I would prefer to do this with my husband's with me.
No, right now, this phone is only secured right now, ma'am. You have other devices. I do believe you have a MacBook and all other devices right now. But this cell phone is connected to a safer network right now. That is the reason. You have seen that your IP address is being traced by those fraudulent persons. So
I prefer it with my husband here.
I didn't get you. Come again.
I would rather go through this with you when my husband is here.
Right now, ma'am, we are trying to block those overseas persons. So you can do it from here right now.
Otherwise,
we have to authorize the payments and the payment will go through.
Well, I can't do it until my husband's here with me.
If you are facing any kind of problem, no need to worry. I'm on the line for helping you out.
No, I want to wait for my husband's here. Thank you. I'll